Next question is Rose Syrek, R-O-S-E, Rose. Syrek, S-Y-R-E-K, S as in Sam, S-Y-R-E-K. S as in Sam, R as in Robert, S-Y-R-E-K, Rose. Date of birth, 4/25/1950. Date of visit is, date of visit is 6/17/25. Next paragraph. This is patient of Dr. Johanna Mantino. Johanna, J-O-H-N-N-A, J-O-H-N-N-A. Johanna Mantino, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O, Mantino, D-O. Dear Johanna, J-O-H-N-N-A, thank you for sending Rose Syrek for evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has had a past history for COPD as well as lung cancer. Had a bradypulmonectomy in 2016. The patient has an occasional cough and sinus drainage and shortness of breath with activity, and was sent for a chest CT done on 10/4/24. The CT chest without contrast showed diffuse bronchial wall thickening, advanced centrilobular emphysema, changes of right upper lobectomy, and a left anterior 2 mm nodule unchanged, as well as a 8 mm left upper lobe ground glass opacity, which is new, and a subpleural opacity in the left upper lobe, 1.1 centimeter, non-specific, period. The patient has occasional cough, sinus drainage, denies hemoptysis, denies fever sutures, but has had some weight loss. Next paragraph, past history of the patient, past history includes history of chronic bronchitis, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, past history of radical lobectomy for lung cancer, I'm sorry, non-small cell lung cancer, history of cholecystectomy in 2016, and a brain aneurysm repair in 2014. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoked 1/2 pack per day for 50 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies to pollen, dust, and sulfur. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of bladder cancer, mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient had no recent weight loss, no fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts. There's no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has hay fever and asthmatic symptoms and coughing spells. No abdominal pains, but has heartburn, no black stools, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising. She has mild joint pains and no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. Med list included Lasix 20 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily, naproxen 250 milligrams BID. Protonix 40 milligrams daily, potassium 10 milligrams daily, trazodone 150 milligrams suggests, and gabapentin 600 milligrams BID, levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, and diazepam 1 milligrams Q8-hour PRN. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 75, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 150, saturation 94. Itchy and ear, nasalic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation, nasal mucosity matters. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2, history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post radiculopectomy. And number 3 is left lung nodule etiology, undetermined. Number 4 is hypothyroidism, and number 5 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. CT scan is just without contrast. And a copy of the recent labs were requested. She will continue with the albuterol unit dose with the nebulizer. TIDPRN. And all, and was advised to refrain from smoking. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. If there is any change in the size of the lung nodule on the left, consideration will be given for a biopsy of the nodule. Follow-up to be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for John Mantenio, J-O-H-N-N-A, Mantenio. Okay, Dr. Suda.